This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, just to get right to it, interestingly enough, Governor, folks, hot mic political theater. The question I have for you is how many times does it need to be exposed before the people in this country finally deal with corruption? How many times do I have to repeat what's on the top of the Supreme Court chambers where it says justice guards our liberties? There's a video circulating online which appears to show Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and Rep. Wendy Ullman chuckling over the political theater of wearing masks. I mean, come on, right? How many times does it need to be exposed? Okay, we don't need to talk about another topic, another branch on the tree. We need to lay the axe to the root of the tree and send the message that we're not going to tolerate your corruptions. Read Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44 when you get a moment. I can't answer this question for you, friends. How many times does this need to be exposed for the fraud that it is? Reiterating the point from Todd Starnes in New York, to Jason Jones in Hawaii, to people reporting from all over the country concerning these big long lines to hospitals, and then once they go in to investigate, they find not a person in line, but yet the people walk around with masks on. You know, again, I shared with you guys the other day on social media a little meme, and it was a picture of a guy and a girl with a mask on. And it showed an old picture of Adolf Hitler's people, 80 million of them in Germany. Not all of them complied, of course. He just killed off his political opposition. And it's exactly what they do in every country to those that don't basically succumb to their tyrannical ways. Listen carefully, Romans 12:21. The church is to overcome evil by being the good, right? But it's interesting, the meme showed the two people, one man, one woman, saying, how can they be so brainwashed? They're all saluting Adolf Hitler with a mask on. Folks, whoa! What is it that we don't understand about unconstitutionality? We hear the federal judges coming out from Pennsylvania, from North Carolina, telling the American people that it's unconstitutional what these governors are doing. They have no constitutional authority to usurp the U.S. Constitution, to encroach upon your God-given rights. That's not how this works, friends. You have it completely backwards. Well, we have the federal judges coming forward. I got some audio for you today. I'm going to play by Ron Paul talking about the CDC finally coming clean. How many times does the CDC lie to you? We all understand where this is all coming from. Bill Gates and his little henchman, Anthony Fauci, who have been forecasting this for years. I'm going to play some audio for you on that, too, so you can understand as to what's taking place since 2003. All right? I mean, we see the forced compliance going on in the United States of America, friends. Shutting off electricity, shutting off water. That's California. In Michigan, the governor tells the businesses that are playing the mask police on her behest that if they don't comply through her forced compliance and her unconstitutional edicts, don't buy or sell to them? America, what is it that you need? How many times do you need to play the dupes to ill-designing men before you finally figure them out? I'm just curious. The two officials were preparing to take part in a news conference in the Dolestown, Pennsylvania, Tuesday, when Wolf remarked to Ullman that he would be removing his mask when speaking on stage. At the time, Ullman was standing near the microphone with her mask still on. "So, Wendy, I'm going to take... Dash, I'm going to take my mask off when I speak," Wolf is heard saying. Ullman then walks towards Wolf and off camera, responding, "I will as well. Just," she said, "I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater." In other words, I'm waiting for a moment so I can act out to the people as to how I am subservient to my master's special interest groups that are forcing this perpetuated fraud upon the American people. This is all over the net today, friends. Folks, when is it that you take the time to read the U.S. Constitution and impeach every single one of these frauds? When is it that you indict them and charge them? Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. When is it that you take responsibility to do what they are leaving undone when it comes to justice, which, again, guards your liberties? I want you to listen to this audio. It's a hot mic. So you're going to have to tune your ears in and listen carefully. But again, friends, this is the hot mic that appears to catch Pennsylvania's governor and the state rep laughing about political theater of wearing masks. Listen carefully.
"So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off when I speak.
I will as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater."
Okay. And she laughs about it.
"So that it's on camera."
And then she laughs about it, friends. Chuckling, Wendy Ullman chuckling over the political theater of wearing masks. How is it that in the America that we know, friends, how is it that people are walking around drinking in the Kool-Aid? Again, how many times do these people need to be busted lying to the American people? How many times do they need to be called out for their fraud? How many times do they need to be called out by judges for their unconstitutional edicts? Where did they derive this delegated authority from? I'm going to keep reminding you of this because we don't need to talk about a new topic of the day, friends. We need to deal with the ones from a decades past concerning corruption within this government. Why are you submitting yourself? Why are you suffering the abuses of corruption in government? Why is it that you are allowing yourself to be at the end of their jokes, America? I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater. And what are they doing, friends? They're giving orders as to how they're receiving the orders. Because they have not received this authority from we the people. They have not received it from the U.S. Constitution nowhere. As a matter of fact, the instrument of the U.S. Constitution was there to give us the instruments in dealing with corruption, not the other way around. So they can implement that which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Folks, we're going to come back to some more audio from Ron Paul, and I'm going to bring it to the CDC because apparently they've come clean now. How many times have they misconstrued their statistics and their numbers? Well, I guess they're coming out and telling the American people that they were wrong. Why is it that you're complying? That's the great question here, folks. And that to your own demise. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Okay, so folks, you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to that page, 13 to 15 articles. Go to the right side of the page, friends. You'll see YouTube there. Click us on. We've been banned again for 2 weeks for showing the American people the resistance to tyranny in the tens of thousands over in the UK. And, of course, remember, this is happening all over the world, but YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Google, they don't want you seeing how the people in those prospective countries are finally figuring out what's going on, and they are beginning to resist. As a matter of fact, they're looking at people in America to do the right thing and get back to the Constitution, and they're trying to figure out why the people in this country are actually wearing masks, actually wondering why, if they're an armed people, 393.3 million guns in the hands of Americans, 330 million people, and they're trying to figure out why the people in this country are submitting to tyrants in our country. You should be embarrassed, America. You really should. You should be embarrassed, to say the least. I want to say this to you, too. If you want to check out YouTube on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube. Go to beforeitsnews.com on the front page, click onto YouTube, go to the right side of the page, join us on Top Chat. If at any time you want to make this your show, please do. Pro or con, it matters not. We're contending for the faith here. Jude 1, verse 3. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to give you, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Okay? I want to get to this real quick because I'm just going off of some of the feedback that I'm catching from the American people. And I want to show you exactly what you should be embarrassed about, okay? We got from this individual, we comply to avoid suffering, grave losses if we do not. Have you ever heard of a greater fool in all of your life? Oh, so you submit to the tyrant in the process of saving what you've got. Do you want me to define the word ignorant to you? Do you want me to define the word backwards to you? Read Isaiah 59. After playing, folks, the audio from the hot mic of this said representative of not we the people, but of foreign interests, namely the governor and the state rep, laughing about political theater, friends, telling the American people exactly what it's all about. It's about forced compliance. We have an individual typing into me, we comply to avoid suffering grave losses if we do not. Let me go over to Amos 6:3 just to show you how this works, okay? You want to keep kicking the can down the road, but what you don't realize is you're inviting them into your house. When you go to Amos 6:3, what does it say? It says this, "You that put away far the evil day, you cause the seed of violence to come near to you." In other words, because you fail, because of your cowardice and your fear, read Revelations 21, verse 8, okay? Because it's the fearful that go to judgment first, just like yourself, okay? But you need to understand that you are drawing tyrants to your front door and in your houses because you fail to deal with them. You add strength to tyranny by failing to deal with corruption. And you have the constitutional provision in doing so. You, ma'am, are without an excuse. You, ma'am, are without an excuse, period. You are the type that feed fear throughout the United States of America. You are the type that take counsels from your fears. You're like poison to other people, not only to yourself, but around you. You are not a Christian, you are not a patriot, and you are not a conservative, which all extracts itself from the Christ. Okay? You are them who have lost your salt and your savor, who are good for nothing, you are trodden underfoot of men. You are laughed at. You're an absolute joke. You're an embarrassment to the American cause on so many fronts. You've all heard this saying by Edmund Burke, who I respect greatly. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. If that were true, you identify yourself. You should put this t-shirt on yourself. Because you need to understand one thing, and I'm correcting Edmund Burke's statement. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. And when I'm defining good, I'm talking about a different good here that doesn't tolerate evil in any sense of the word. So do yourself a favor. It's probably best that you just zip up your mouth or shut off your computer, because I want to remind you that you are a part of the American problem that we have in this country. And I thank God I didn't have a daddy or a mommy like you, because it's such people as yourself that open the doors wide to tyrants to continuously assail the American people in such a fashion that they are today. Again, on so many fronts. What I want to do now, friends, we spent enough time babysitting this ignorant individual. What we want to do now is we want to jump over to the CDC, and I want to play some audio for you from none other than Ron Paul. And I'll play it for a couple minutes. And then once we get done playing that, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some more audio. And I'm going to show you how this has been perpetuated upon the American people since 2003. And I'm going to play some more audio for you. But just to show you how you're being lied to, once again, staying the topic, laying the axe to the root of the tree, rather than dealing with another topic thrown on us by the propagandists through the mainstream media, let's get to the facts and let's continuously drive this axe into the root of the tree. This is Ron Paul exposing the CDC. Listen to this carefully.
There we go.
We have other good news today. We're going to talk about, and guess where we're getting the good news? From the CDC.
That's right.
And they put it on the front page and said, that Daniel McAdams and Ron Paul, they're right, and here we'll prove they're right. Here are our statistics. So they come out with these statistics, and they're just a wonderful. It just shows the statistics that we've been reporting on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That it's not nearly as deadly as they say, and the pandemic is something. People do use the word fraudulent and all these things, but no, I think this is great, and I think you might have a chart there to show us on what their report was all about.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put up that chart actually now. This is this is from the CDC's own website, and it's their infection fatality ratio, and it's very important because that is the proportion of deaths among the infected population in total. And they have several different scenarios that they're dealing with. Their current scenario, which is the current best estimate, infection fatality ratio, ages 0 to 19, 0.00003. 20 to 49, 0.0002. 50 to 69 years, 0.00. 5. 70 plus, 0.054.
Are you listening, friends?
So that really is, that is their numbers, and I think you have some info to translate
it's
that.
It's really the same thing, in different, put it in a different way, and sometimes numbers can get confusing. it just says 1 out of 34,000 would I guess that was a death.
Yeah.
Between 0 and 19, everybody knows the kids aren't getting this, and yet the schools are being closed down.
Yeah.
It's horrendous, and that's continuing, but softening up. And we'll talk about one state that really softened down.
Yeah.
And then 1 out of 5,000, so that's a little more people from 20 to 49, but that's still not very many.
Yeah.
When you look at it. The percentages, and then 1 out of 200 would die from 50 to 60.
Does this line up with what the mainstream media has been telling me,
over
friends?
70,
absolutely not.
That later on.
You're gonna let it go, America? Again, to your own demise.
And you read the numbers.
How many times do you need to be lied to, America?
The only time it gets below 99.5% a chance of dying is over 70, and then it's down to 94.
Yeah.
So you're still talking.
Yeah.
Such a fraction. Just think of the harm done because they use the scare tactics.
Yeah.
They use this to be frightened. And there was one article today that I might quote from, but they were using the word. The whole thing is this gimmick. This is a gimmick.
Ron
for
Paul.
Submission.
And, it's a gimmick for submission. Is everybody listening to me? Go ahead and fade that out, please.
Games go.
This is Ron Paul exposing the CDC, coming clean. Did you hear how fractious those that were actually partaking in any sense of the word, and I mean that because it's belittling the other way around. How many times have I told the American people it's a tactic of Saul Alinsky to cause the enemy to believe, which would be me and you, okay, the people that hold to the American doctrines, the Bible and the Constitution. They want to belittle us, and they want us to be led to believe that a majority of the people are sick for the very purpose of forced compliance over your lives. I want you to consider the damage done, okay? Over 100,000 businesses are shut down. 55% of them will never open again. Is government not to be held accountable? Because not a one of them and any representative concerning their incumbencies, friends, or capacity of office, not a one of them lost their job. As a matter of fact, many of their businesses never even shut down as they mandated your business to be shut down. Folks, let me describe this for you, okay? Let me define this for you. This is criminal, okay? And your representatives need to be held accountable for their crimes against we the people. They're being exposed one more time for you, America. What are you doing about it? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president has renounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, when discussing President Trump denouncing white supremacist groups, McEnany continues.
He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. His record on this is unmistakable.
Thousands of employees at the nation's two biggest airlines are being furloughed on Thursday. The furloughs at United and American Airlines are affecting more than 32,000 people. Congress and the Trump administration have yet to reach an agreement on more help for the airline industry. And Americans' personal income fell more than expected in August. Figures out today show personal income was down 2.7%. USA Radio News. Thursday is being recognized as Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. With more on why, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
So the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
The Washington Monument is back open after being closed for 6 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You want to make any comments, questions, contend for the faith, whatever the case might be. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies of the mainstream media. Also go to the right side of the page, join us on YouTube, and join us on Top Chat. Also go over to the front page of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. There we are. Click us onto YouTube, and you can join us on Top Chat and make comments, questions, again, whatever you'd like to do. Again, one more time, 1-866-582-9933 is the call-in number. And I just want to ask, especially our new listeners today, and again, this is not tedious for me to reiterate these points because people are caught up in different topics. Just picture a tree with me. The media means to inundate you with all these branches, and what I'm focusing on, friends, is Amos 5:24, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. As King David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And when you read Isaiah 26, verse 9, it tells us when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Folks, government is out of control. And I'm talking about American government. I'm talking about our reflection. I'm not complaining about what I'm tolerating because I'm not tolerating their corruptions. I'm laying the axe to the root of the tree. And I'm telling the American people, you must respond. You must not even think twice about letting these people go concerning their crimes against we the people, concerning this perpetuated fraud. Now, what I want to do to stay to the topic is I want to ask you if you've heard of such words as virus, mask, lockdown, authorized quarantines, coronavirus, for your family's safety. By the way, that was the Third Reich's slogan as well before they stripped the people of Germany of all their abilities to stand against the dictatorial reign and totalitarian reign and authoritarian reign of that monster Adolf Hitler. It was for your family's safety. It's the same thing you're hearing today. You're also hearing essentially essential worker. If you've ever taken the time to watch Schindler's List, you'll find that it was the people that were being led to the slaughter literally after they were disarmed. They were behind barbed wire fences, and they thought that Adolf Hitler had a need of them, and they were named by the Third Reich essential workers. Same exact thing your government is calling business employees today in this country. Folks, see what's happening here. They've forgotten their place. They forgot that they work for us. And what I'm trying to set straight here is the record that we don't work for them. They work for us. Okay? Now, going back to this, have you heard of swab the inside of your mouth with the Q-tip? Have you heard of blood tests, high fever, respiratory distress, tracking and treating? Viruses come from China. Have you heard of all these? Okay? Chloroquine, sound familiar to you today, friends? Again, of course they do, because for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you've been hearing nothing but this propaganda. And they continuously prop up their lies in the perpetuation of this massive fraud, which is taking place on a global scale. I want to reiterate the point that in the UK, and in Australia, in Germany, in France, folks, there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands in some cases of the people rising up in the prospective countries, because they understand that their government means to force compliance, just like the people in this country are beginning to awake to. Okay? A little too late, and I know it's been going on for some time, but just to reiterate the point again. But I want you to understand that every word that I just used, every single word, from virus, mask, lockdown, viruses come from China, respiratory distress, chloroquine, this all came from a program on television. This is all pre-planned from 2003, and the television program was called The Dead Zone, okay? I'm going to play the audio for you, and I want you to listen carefully, but I want you to consider as you're listening to this that this is from 2003, just to show you how they have been planting seeds for a long time to the very point as to where we're at. It's all pre-planned, friends. Listen to this.
Just let me think about where to start.
Well, he saw something. What is it?
Saw a virus. I think.
Saw a virus.
Some kind of disease.
Some kind of disease.
Virus? Like what? Like SARS?
I don't know. All I know is that it's highly infectious. It may be fatal. Right now, we could all be infected. If we take this outside, we risk the whole town.
Johnny, how big is this going to get?
I don't know. We just have to do everything we can to stop this, starting right now.
He's right. All right, here's what's going to happen. We need to make sure that everybody that's inside stays inside. I'm going to get a few deputies on it. We'll call it a lockdown.
Lockdown?
A lockdown. Until I come up with something.
Wow.
Halt. No. No, you cannot lock the school doors.
This is for your family's safety.
For your family's safety.
Well, I get sick, too.
Maybe we should wear masks.
Masks?
What difference does it make? According to you, we've already been exposed. Let's get one thing straight, Mr. Smith. I'm responding to political pressure.
You have no reason to be scared. Let me ask you something, Amy. Animals. You've been around any animals in the backyard, even, let's say, a skunk, a raccoon? I'm going to swab the inside of your mouth.
Swab the inside of your mouth.
Q-tip.
2003, friends.
Trying to get a handle on this animal.
Yep.
Damn efficient airborne transmission.
Listen carefully.
Blood tests and swabs aren't telling us much.
Yeah.
We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress.
2003.
Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
CDC.
We better get started then. Anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
Mask.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
China.
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there. International flight to China? That's no coincidence.
Listen carefully.
Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
2003, friends.
We have ruled out all
Dead
the usual
zone.
Suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take? Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS.
Coronavirus, 2003.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
It's got to be something I can do.
When the enzyme has
when they
reduce
so the chloroquine. So the chloroquine.
So the chloroquine.
Hang on, hang on.
This is it.
The fix
is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that.
No cure. Fear, 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 fear.
Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, yep. It suppresses the enzymes.
Fear, 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 fear. That's from a television program in 2003. Every single word that you're hearing today from the president, from Bill Gates, to Anthony Fauci, to the CDC, to all these corrupt politicians, they're using the same exact words today verbatim. They've been teeing this up for a long time, friends. Now the CDC comes through. Ron Paul, you just heard that audio a couple minutes ago, is telling you the truth of the matter, friends. After destruction has taken place. By the way, I wanted to add to this, too. All the businesses that have been shut down, you do know that while the businesses, you know, the mom and pop shops across the United States, as they were forced to shut down their businesses, by the way, if I owned a business, I would have not shut down. 55% of them will never reopen. Did you know that corporations are flourishing in this fascist state that you call America? Did you know that the corporations are flourishing right now, friends? While you are being shut down, corruption in government, hand in glove, Isaiah 28, verse 18, a covenant of death and a covenant of hell will be disannulled once again. They were in business growing their businesses. Now, you think that's far-fetched? Well, just ask Gavin Newsom. As a matter of fact, when he was forcing people in California to shut down their businesses, it's interesting, he never shut down his winery. See how it applies to you and me, but it doesn't apply to them? Do they have their roles backwards, America? Oh, absolutely they do. Is what they're doing criminal? Oh, you better understand that it's criminal, friends. This is criminal conduct coming from our said representatives. Okay? That was in 2003, okay? Now, I want you to pay attention to this because going back again, this is not tedious for me, laying the axe to the root of the tree. I was asked what my thoughts were of coronavirus by Alan Keyes. He was a presidential contender. He beat the tar out of Barack Hussein Obama back in, I think it was 2012, maybe 2008, whatever the case is. He's a real smart guy. And he asked me what my thoughts were on coronavirus. And I told him, well, again, we had in the 1960s the Vietnam War. We had the energy crisis in the 1970s. AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya in the 1980s. The war in Panama, Gulf War, Somalia Civil War, the Bosnian War, and illegal drug wars in the 1990s. Do you all remember this? Yeah. Then in 2000, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War, and then Y2K was going to destroy everything. Do you all remember this? Yeah. It's your government keeping you in a perpetual state of fear. Why? Because they're attempting to upend your constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Okay? Remember what Jim McDermott said after September 11th? He said, the government can get the people to do anything with the use of fear. I go on. In 2001, we had the anthrax. Remember that? That was going to kill us all. Then in 2002, we had the West Nile virus, which was going to kill us all. 2003, SARS was going to kill us all. 2005, the bird flu was going to kill us all. 2006, E. coli was then going to kill us. Then in 2008, we had what? Well, the financial collapse was going to destroy us all too, right? This all coming from the mainstream media and corruption in government, hand in glove. 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us all. 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world. In 2013, the North Korea, well, they were going to cause World War III if we didn't deal with them, right? Yeah. In 2014, the Ebola virus was going to kill us. In 2015, ISIS was going to kill us all. And then 2016, the Zika virus was going to kill us. And now in 2020, the coronavirus is going to kill us all. Are you starting to get the picture, friends? Are you starting to understand the cycle that they've got you caught up into? It needs to stop. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, well, I appreciate the responses. I really do. Share, 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 friends. Share, share, share. Last segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Any questions left concerning the coronavirus as being a manufactured crisis? Well, this will surely put them all to rest, will they not? Yep, and we've been telling you this since they've been banging their drum, friends. We're just taking the sticks out of their hands. Amen? This is all forecasted, all of it, from 2003. I just played that audio for you. We all know that in 2011, they had a movie called Contagion, which was similarly pushing the same nonsense and propaganda. That was called Contagion. For those that are on these networks, do understand I'm posting the articles and the videos on these same feeds that you're feeding this message off of. Okay, so check the feed. You'll find them. I'm posting them there for you. Also wanted to let you know that this has all been forecasted by the likes of Bill Gates, who's not a doctor. He's not a licensed doctor, neither him or his wife. And he is not an elected representative in any fashion. We do know that there is a warrant out for his arrest in certain countries. The people on the globe want him criminally charged for his fraud. More of this is coming out to the light. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And before you take Bill Gates for face value, do keep in mind that his daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood, which is responsible for the murder of over 60 million babies in America alone. So you understand what we're playing with here, friends. So don't deceive yourself into believing that this is just a game. Keep in mind, these are the people that are selling you the virus. They're also the ones selling you the vaccinations. Laying the axe to the root of the tree is important. Okay, and that's exactly what we're doing here. We also know that the little criminal, his little henchman, Anthony Fauci, we played audio in the past of him. I'm just saying that for the very purpose that we have him saying it directly out of his own mouth to back up what we are saying here. But he said that there's going to be a surprise outbreak. This was in 2017. This was in 2017, friends. Okay. We were told by Ron Paul when this first came out, it was government attempting to control the people, to wield more control over the people, had nothing to do with the virus. The virus has been debunked 10,000 times by 10,000 different doctors in America alone. As a matter of fact, Tim Brown's morning show on the Sons of Liberty Media.com here, he was broadcasting last week from the UK, where they were arresting doctors and people that were making the masses aware of what was taking place, because they're now aware of what's taking place over there. And of course, YouTube had to pull that video because they didn't want you to know over here in America that they've lost their narrative. But again, we shared that with you as well. We had two doctors come out from that of Bakersfield, California, two brave guys. We've had Scott Jensen on the radio with us, Senator Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen, debunking the lies that you're being told from your said governors and the CDC and other individuals that are subservient to the likes of criminal Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. I also wanted to let you know, friends, that this task team that Donald Trump has around him, for the record, you need to understand they're all employees of that of Bill Gates. So you can see what's happening. His special interest has taken the stage, and the President of the United States of America gave it to him. Now he's talking about using the military, Operation Warp Speed, to make sure that everybody gets their vaccinations that nobody's asking for except the deceived in small, small, small number, right? Going back to the doctors, remember this, we played audio from them as well, and they said it's not about COVID-19. They said it's not about science. As a matter of fact, what they did say, friends, it's all about control. If you remember this, this is when it was right when it first came out of the gate, this whole perpetuated fraud. And if you remember right, there was like millions and millions and millions of views on these videos. And for some reason or another, big tech companies had to expunge those videos so you didn't see the truth of the matter. We're in some dangerous times, which is a clear violation of the U.S. Constitution. Clear violation of the U.S. Constitution. Also wanted to let you know, friends, I'm going to go back over to this because I just wrote on this the other day, but it's that pertinent to our topic today that the South Dakota governor just recently came out, friends, and said, listen, I've never had the power constitutionally to shut down businesses. This is what she said exactly. This is Christine Noem from South Dakota, one of the nine states that did not bow to this perpetuated fraud that's being played out even today, friends. Okay, and they must be held lawfully accountable. This is what she said, Governor Christine Noem from South Dakota. I don't have the authority to lock down the state. They are attacking our religious freedoms. And who's getting the butt end of that more than John MacArthur out in California? A couple weeks ago, we took the time to show the American people that this is it's not a virus that's under attack, but it's the American people and their God-given rights that are under attack. And we read off the list of insanity coming from the Superior Court in California and that communist Gavin Newsom. You have 7 million people in Los Angeles alone. Where does it come to the American people to understand who's creating this domestic insurrection and that they must be lawfully held accountable? You know, the Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people let their politicians do what they wanted to do. I said a republic. That means we're ruled by law, not by opinion. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And here is in this particular case, Christy Noem, governor from South Dakota, who's telling us the truth. I've never had the authority to lock down the state. Well, then how is it that other governors are locking down the state? Because the people are complying with their unlawful orders. That's why. They're only getting away with whatever you're letting them get away with, right? She goes on, she said, I never issued a shelter in place. She said, I never closed a business. I didn't even define an essential business because I don't have the authority to do that. Well, listen, if she doesn't have the authority to do that, how is it that other governors do have the authority of doing that? I want to tell you what's happening right now because we are seeing governors of states, Florida's one of them, Mississippi's another one. The people are catching on to what's going on here, and what they're doing is they're lifting their restrictions. They're being found out. I want to tell you this too, because I'm not going to leave you without hope in Christ, not to the arm of the flesh, which is a curse, just for the record. Okay. Read Hebrews 12:2 when you get a moment. Look to him and you'll be okay. Look to him and you will overcome. Look to him and you will be made more than a conqueror. Look to him and you'll understand greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It's not time for you to worry about what your enemy's doing. It's time for your enemies to understand and worry about what you're doing. Okay? And don't take counsels from your fears. And if you are, let it be the fear of God, which is filial, not diabolical. That's a good place to be. But friends, you need to understand that they're beginning to pull the restrictions because of the lawsuits all across the country that are beginning to rain down on these corrupt representatives of special interest groups. Not we the people. And you better know this, friends. You better understand that the president means to use the military to bring these vaccinations to the people. Now, if the American people really felt that there was something wrong and that they better quarantine themselves, that's their objective. It's not the objective of the government to force anything at any time in such a fashion. And if it is, I've been waiting for a long time for someone to set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, it's not for them to shut anybody's business down. It's not for them to tell you, you better put a mask on. They don't have the authority to do it. But there's the sheeple that'll just go right along with it, right? And encourage them all the more. Friends, I want to tell you too as well, we also took the time to bring up Robert Kennedy Jr., who's acting just like his dad. I'm high-fiving him in this particular case. Let me say it again, in this particular case. Because he's exposing what's going on, not just in America, but on a global scale. Those that are selling you the virus are also the ones selling you the vaccinations. I also want to tell you there's a reason that 76% of gun sales are up in this country. Why? Because that is the voice of the people the mainstream media does not want you to catch wind of, because that's a whole lot of people that are saying, you're not putting a needle in me or in my family. Period. End of story. Nothing to talk about. Moving along. But folks, I wouldn't stop there. Matter of fact, what we need to do, we need to come together, because we are coming together on a nationwide basis from coast to coast, from Texas to Minneapolis to Minnesota. And we need to come together and begin to hold these people's feet to the rule of law in this country, because it applies to them as well. As Abraham Lincoln said, love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. He was right when he said it. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. And friends, that's exactly what you're seeing right in front of your face 24/7 over the last 6 months concerning COVID-19. Folks, I again wanted to reiterate the point as to what's taking place here again, because their house of cards is coming crumbling down. They've lost the narrative. The American people are waking up, and I'm telling the American people what our forefathers would have done. They would have turned and they would have dealt with every single one of these politicians that perpetuated the fraud. Folks, if not, the joke's on you. Don't ever think it's on them. It's on you. And I know that you don't like being laughed at, just like I don't. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.